I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 87, taking in a lodger. Today's question comes from Sandy. She asks, I understand I should inform my insurance company and my mortgage provider if I am getting a lodger. But what will they say? Will my insurance premium go up? Could my mortgage provider forbid me from getting a lodger? Well, Sandy, in short, yes. You will need to inform your insurance company and you'll need to inform your mortgage provider. Your insurance premium can and probably will go up and your mortgage provider could potentially forbid you from getting a lodger. Let's go into each of those in a little bit more detail. Let's start with insurance. So with an additional tenant, you'll need additional cover. Whilst for a lodger in your home, you won't technically or legally require landlord insurance, you will need some amendments to your home insurance policy, which is likely to either increase your premium, restrict your cover, impose additional exclusions, or most likely a combination of all three of those. For example, it's fairly common for the unforced entry clause provided in many home insurance policies to become void once you take in a lodger. Moving on to your mortgage provider, you'll need to check the terms and conditions of both your individual mortgage product and the overall conditions of your mortgage provider. It's likely that you'll be in breach of your existing mortgage if you take in a lodger, but it's not the same for all providers, so you'll actually have to check for your actual mortgage provider. There's also some other duties and responsibilities you'll need to think about when taking in a lodger. For example, you'll need to consider your income that you'll receive in relation to your taxes and how that works with the rent-to-room allowance, perhaps. And you'll need to meet certain health and safety criteria. For example, you'll have to obtain a gas safety certificate. All in all, it will probably work out profitable for you to take in a lodger in most cases, but you're right to ask the question, and it's worth making sure that you've got everything you need in place before jumping in.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.